This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Come on, write this stuff down so I don't have to keep repeating it. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. We have a live chat room going on up there. If you're on Facebook, we have a live Facebook feed. Same thing goes on there. You know, you got a live chat room feed, whatever you want to call it. So you can watch live there as well. But if you head up to my website, the best thing you can do up there is buy my book. Yeah, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Okay, everything you've been taught to hate for the last 8 years, and now I give you the information you need to fight back. Because we shouldn't be doing this. You know, you shouldn't have to be afraid. And just because Trump's in office doesn't mean you can be belligerent. It doesn't mean all of a sudden, if you found strength in Trump, if all of a sudden you found your voice, I'm worried about you. So what happens when they start pushing back and getting nasty? You going to back off again? I mean, what happened with Trump that all of a sudden made you feel comfortable you can now speak up? Oh, I realize we'd be persecuted. I realize that your friends would probably make fun of you in the past. But who cares? And really, you either believe it or you don't believe it. It's really that simple. You don't need a college degree. You don't need anything like that. So again, either you believe it or you don't. Get involved or don't. If you want entertainment, go to, Comedy Central. And even that's questionable there. So, David, now, turn on your mic for a minute. We'll get somebody who has a clue involved. Because I never have a clue. You figure that out, right? Okay. All right. So you're there. So we got David Weissman. You know more about this than I do. I guess he got in a back and forth with the Hollywood types last week.
No,
was it this week?
Well, he hasn't really. He goes back and forth with them on a regular basis about different things, but I think he got aggravated with the whole. Probably the Women's March was the thing that really set him off, where the people were getting up there and doing those speeches, and he said it's not right that they get a platform and they can spew, but nobody can ever challenge them. So he's challenging them to an open debate.
And they won't respond. But he tried challenging them on Twitter. They wouldn't respond to him, right?
Oh, he's challenged them everywhere. He's trying to get somebody to respond. Of course, you know, they don't want to, because why engage with someone when you can have just a soapbox and everybody just swoons over you?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing I've never understood. Why you guys get, and you know, I'm not talking about you, but why you guys get so enamored with the Hollywood type. So they lie for a living. They play a different role. They play somebody who they're not. That's like, what's his name? Who's on the one that punched Trump in the face? Robert De Niro, I think it was.
don't know.
Oh yeah, he came out. He said he wasn't a punch drunk. Yeah, I want to punch that guy right. You know, he looked like he looks like he just sucked on a lemon to have it dipped in dog poo. You know what I'm saying? And he's got that look on his face. I want if I get in front of Trump, I'm gonna punch him right in the face. And I'm thinking to myself, I knew guys like him in school. You know what you do? You punch them in the face because they'll never raise a hand anyhow. All right, the guys who talk the toughest are the ones that usually couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. And it was a fellow that was, I should have grabbed the clip. There was a fellow making fun of him a few weeks ago and said, you know, I grew up with De Niro. I hung around with De Niro. He said, I used to beat the crap out of him all the time. He can't fight. So that kind of stuff. I get the biggest kick out of that. They play these roles for so long, they find themselves to be these self-righteous fools. Anyway, yeah, I didn't. So he's going to challenge him out and see if anybody takes his challenge.
He keeps trying. He's persistent.
Oh, yeah, he's persistent, all right.
It's impressive.
Yeah, 18 tweets later, I mean, 18 messages later, like, okay, all right, yes, you can come on the show.
No.
So, but I do. I got to give him credit for
but
that.
But I don't think anybody's responded to him yet. It'll be interesting to see what he says. He'll tell us, but he does, I mean, he gets a lot of response from some pretty high-level people. I mean, yeah.
Not me. They ignore me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that stubborn guinea. Forget it. Don't send him anything.
I don't think you're as persistent as David is.
Well, yeah, probably not. All right. I just needed to know. I'm ignorant enough of my own. I needed your help. Okay. Yeah, and again, I don't know why we listen to Hollywood. Why do we give them any credence whatsoever? I just don't give it. Okay, let me give you... I'm giving it to a fan. Says, can't you do a lighthearted story once in a while? Can't you do something happy? So I'll do something happy. Right? The oldest American in New Jersey has died. That's right. Adele Dunlap is her name. She is, She was 114 years old. Now, I don't know if that's true, though, because we did that story 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago about that group of people in Virginia. There were three of them that were 150. There were a couple that were 160. Remember that story? There were a few that were 120. So she may not be the oldest. Although we haven't seen any of those people. We just heard that they've been voting for the last 20 years. That's what we were able to. So anyway, Adele, the oldest person in America, has died at 114. The New Jersey, what's that? What the heck is that? Supercentenarian died Sunday at the hospital there. Flemington, that's according to her obituary shared by her son. Her son said she never weighed less than 140 pounds, and she smoked. And I'm sure she took a few shots of bourbon that nobody knew about. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be back with David Weissman right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are hanging out with me. Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Okay. You know, we spend a lot of time on the show talking about politics and what's going on, and I always make fun of the Hollywood types because I really can't stand them. I can't stand the self-righteous attitude they have. When I go to a concert, when I watch a show, that kind of, unless the show is a political show, and I know it is, and I know it's a political sitcom or political whatever, then I'm okay. But if it's a comedy show, I don't want to hear you bashing on me, my side. It's not what I'm interested in. If I come out and hear you sing, if it's a music concert, I don't want to hear your political views. I didn't spend $75 for that stupid ticket for you to tell me stuff and for me to, look, If you're a flaming moron, which is, I'd be nice. If you're a flaming moron, you're going to make me feel bad about spending $75 to come out and listen to you. So don't do that. Just don't do that, because nobody really cares. You might get the little teeny boppers that care, but can you, that's not the right terminology anymore? Is that fine? Do you go get that? Okay. You might get them to care. We don't care. I mean, as you saw with Miley Cyrus, who was it? Madonna, Miley Cyrus, and a few of the other ones going Ashley Judd. She's, I don't even know if she's an entertainer. She's so whacked, she could be, you know, public enemy number 33 or something like that. But they went to the college. Remember, they were trying to get people to vote. They were doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Miley Cyrus knows. Right? So, how'd that help you, Hillary? You know, at the one concert, that was great. I'm watching the news, and they've got pictures of whoever was singing. I don't know these people, so I don't really care to know it. So she's sitting over there. First of all, she's tapping. I don't know what music she's listening to, but it wasn't the beat that they were playing. And so you had all these young people. You had all these people in the audience. Oh, you know, great. Okay. Then the entertainer stopped speaking, and one of the cameras panned over for a split second, and you saw people leaving. And I was thinking, they only came to see the entertainment. They didn't care about her. These tickets that would have cost them $50, $60, $70 at a regular concert, you know, now they were getting in for nothing. I ain't gonna listen to the old lady either. Anyway, I said all that because I'd like to go off on my own little rant. David Weissman's joining us from live from Israel right now, and he's gone back and forth with some of these Hollywood types, too. And, you know, it's always funny how they think they know so much about the Jewish community, and frankly, they haven't got a clue. They have no idea what they're doing or why. David, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good. Why don't you explain to people what it is you're trying to do and why?
Hey, what I'm trying to do is a lot of these celebrities, like you mentioned, they go on their platforms, the Grammys, the Oscars, and they, you know, pretty much talk what they, you know, their agenda, getting the people to believe what they believe, about the immigration ban that President Trump is trying to work on. And the thing is, they don't realize the danger and what they're doing. As you know, I'm a former American soldier, a veteran. I was deployed to Afghanistan twice and living in Israel. You know a thing or two about security, especially with the war against radical Islam, which is one of the reasons why President Trump has his ban. And like I said, they go on these platforms to where no one even has a chance to say, no, you're wrong. You know, this is why we had the ban. And one, it's not even a Muslim ban. It is a ban on areas where terrorism is very, very high. And just recently, Iran has put out a video chanting back to America. I don't know if you saw that recently. It was like really recent. Like, I think that I saw what was posted about today.
You mean, you're talking about the Iranian video that came out where they were chanting death to America? Death to Israel?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And right after the Ninth Circuit refused the ban. And I'm thinking to myself, why are these celebrities have no clue what's going on? I mean, there's so many reasons why they're doing what was wrong. Like you said, you know, you go to a war show, you want to listen to, you know, who's the best actor or actress, not their political views. And I think it's wrong. There's a lot of stuff they're saying also, not only causes confusion of people, because it causes a lot of incitement. And living in Israel, you know exactly what incitement can cause. And it's dangerous. Why do you think there's so many riots out in America? You know, we see the news here. It's crazy. It's not the same America that I knew before I left.
Well, you know, and again, now Israel has a wall on its southern border, correct?
Correct. Well,
before they put that wall up, they were having all kinds of incursions because, you know, we hear from the Democrats here that walls don't work because all they do is put a fence over it and it's it and it's over, and why would you build a wall? But that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, it's not. You know, Netanyahu is correct, and when this Israeli is not going to apologize. The walls do work. In fact, I did an article not so long ago on this, how statistically it brought terrorism down tremendously. So walls work, and President Trump knows what he's doing. they were. You know, facts don't lie. Facts don't care about feelings.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. So they put the wall. They put the wall up there. My understanding is the incursions from the south were almost went to zero, because they're always going to find some way to get around and get through if they want to dig under or what have you. But again, you make minor changes and it fixes it and it slows them down. Correct?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right on the money. Lately, they've been going to a lot of underground tunnels, and IDF has been taking care of that as well. But yeah, they try every which way to infiltrate through. But Israel's making it a lot harder for them to do that, and America definitely learned from that. And you know, the president's job in the United States is to protect Americans. And I don't see why it's so hard for liberals to get that concept.
Right. So let me ask you a question. So make your plea. What do you want the Hollywood elites to do?
Okay, I would like the Hollywood elites to go on a debate with me, either on Twitter, because I'll know it is you with a verified check mark, or we can Skype, or go on a news show, debate one-on-one. We'll discuss about the ban. I'll talk about my side of why it's needed, and you can talk about why you think it's not. Simple one-on-one debate where you can be challenged on your claims.
All right. So we'll put up your information, and we'll taunt them a little bit to get in touch with you and see if they want to do it there or actually do it on the show. David, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a nice night. We'll be back in a minute. Brian Williams, once suspended for lying, spends a whole segment of his show on Trump's lying. I guess it either takes one to know one, or maybe he's forgot that he was a liar. Or maybe he's been lying so long, he thinks he's just telling the truth. You'll find out when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. A pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call, tell me I'm wrong, I'm right, I'm whatever. I appreciate it, and I don't care, but call anyway. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you, but instead of calling, I'd rather you spend money on my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it up on our website, TheRealSide.com. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it anywhere. And yeah, almost. It would have been hard to read the screen after that one. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Having more fun than should be allowed by law. What can I tell you? At least in my mind. Toby Keith has been asked to not show up at a music festival. There's a lot of pressure to pull him out of there. You know how that goes. I can't stand it. I think this is hilarious. And these are these snowflakes having this meltdown, right? So a country music festival in Naperville, Illinois, is facing, I hope it's Naperville, I didn't mean to insult you, is facing pressure to kick Toby Keith out of their lineup after some residents deemed the singer too political. Because it's not political to ask somebody not to show up. That's not political at all. After his performance at President Donald Trump's inauguration, now Keith, who did not support any candidate in 2016, was forced to defend his decision to perform at the inauguration, saying at the time, he doesn't apologize for performing. Ah, God love him. He'll never apologize for performing for our country or our military. As well, he shouldn't. The residents, The residents in Naperville were Rib Fest. Wow, I'd want to go to that. He doesn't have to sing. That's right. If they kick him out, I guess we wouldn't go. We'll be hosted on June 30th. They said the protest Keith's upcoming performance, not only because of his inauguration performance, but also because they say some of his lyrics were inappropriate. These are the same people that will listen to Jay-Z and some of these other guys talking about, it's a family show, talking about having sex with many women, beating women. They have some interesting names for women. That's all appropriate, apparently. You know, they use the F word and the N word. See, I keep telling you people, we've allowed this to happen. You've got a society where you don't have free speech anymore because they've got all kinds of names for you for having free speech. Right? You've got a society now where abortion is much more acceptable than adoption. Or even trying to raise a child. Look what we've done to this. A country singer? I mean, seriously, what does anybody out there know of a country music singer that really has lyrics that are inappropriate? I mean, unless they're really hardcore fringe, rough singer. Charlie Daniels. I mean, I listen to some of these guys. Although I suppose if you're a snowflake, pretty much everything Charlie Daniels says is offensive. That song, "The South Are Gonna Rise Again," boys. There you go. I just lost 5 listeners. Anyway, the RibFest talent is negotiated and selected months in advance of the event. The festival said on their Facebook page, "At no time does the Exchange Club of Naperville make any political statement or endorsement. At no time are the artists booked based on their political beliefs or actions." Now, Keith told Entertainment Weekly in August, "This election, I don't think it makes a difference. I can't believe there are 300 million Americans in this country, and we've got these two as our final two." So he did make a statement. And he made a statement that many people were saying, "I can't believe this." So anyway, the courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue singer is not the first entertainer to receive backlash for performing at the inauguration. Jackie Ivanko. Now, she was a young girl, right? She was a young 16-year-old girl, I think, is who she was. And I loved it. This is what I love. I love this about you conservatives, most of you. Some of you are still pretty darn lazy. That's all I'm going to say. But I love O'Reilly asked a bunch of people to help out with something that was going on with the service family. And I think within 2 days, they raised well over $800,000. Jackie, is it Ivanko? Tell me about Jackie.
I don't know anything about Jackie.
You don't know anything about Jackie?
No.
But she, her record sales, I mean, she's like 16 or 17. What are you laughing at me for? I can see it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that smile is...
I just looked up Toby Keith.
You got that smile. You've just screwed this story up so bad. There's no way you're going to pull it back.
I'm just laughing because he's so inappropriate with his lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Courtesy of the Red, White, Blue.
Right.
Yeah.
That's that song. You know, okay, so let me pick out a couple of the lines there. I'm going to read them to you, okay?
Please do.
You'll be sorry that you mess with the US of A because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American.
Well, that's,
way.
Yeah, see, know what he just did? He just created at least 250 jihadists, didn't he?
I don't know.
Anyhow.
So there's that one, and, there's going to be hell to pay. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I can't believe
say, you can't
that.
Say hell on this radio. It's a family station.
Sorry. H-E double hockey sticks. There you go. Yeah, okay. So I can see how he's just totally inappropriate for a family event.
No, and
but you know what? He's still listed as the headliner on their website.
As well he should. Who in, well, it's Illinois. You probably have a mix of people there, don't you? It's not like it's the South.
Well, there. It,
you, they don't have these problems in the South, do they?
Well, there's a lot of rural in Illinois.
Okay.
There's more rural than there is Chicago.
Well, I like this Jackie Ivanko, though. I think if that's the young girl I think she is, she was the one that young girl who did the singing there, and her. I mean, she sold thousands and thousands and thousands of records and songs and stuff like that afterward. I mean, he helped pump her up. You know, pump her notoriety up a gazillion percent, which I thought was really cool. All right, let's get to Brian Williams. I know, I do this to Tammy all the time. I'm going to do this story, that story, and then I go off on a tangent. So, Brian Williams, if you recall, unless you've been in a coma for the last 15 years, you know, he was suspended and then subsequently moved to a different division. For lying. What was that? I think it was. They say it was the 11th hour on President Trump's lying. Now, William had Wisconsin radio host Charlie Sykes on to discuss his piece in the New York Times entitled "Why Nobody Cares About Trump's Lying." Really funny how these guys have totally forgotten about all the lies that Billy Boy told. I had sex relations with that woman. Right? And then what happened? Then he had to come back. Well, yeah, right? Yeah. Then he came back a couple of, well, I don't know what it was, 6 months later? And he had to apologize to everybody because apparently he had sex with that woman. So, I don't want that picture in my head. So, anyway, and Williams was suspended from NBC Nightly News, which was a good gig for him. You know, because the anchor for misrepresenting events, which occurred while he was covering the Iraq War in 2003, and then again in February 2015. Not the war, but a couple other statements he made that weren't right. And he's lied about many events as to where he was and what was going on. So always interesting to hear him speak, and the left does this all the time, and with their self-righteousness. Let's see if I can cue this up. Come on, you can do it. Probably. Really? Seriously? Is this what we're going to do? All right, I give up. I try to do this, you know? Apparently, I am no good at this. Yeah, it sounds like it might work now. Anyway, he in the interview, to hear him go off and try to nail Trump.
Charlie Sykes, for extra credit, for me to ask him about a piece he just wrote for the New York Times. Provocative title, provocative piece. It's called Why Nobody Cares, The President is Lying. In it, Charlie writes, in part, the cumulative effect of the attacks on the mainstream media was to delegitimize those outlets and essentially destroy much of the right's immunity.
Yeah, right, because all those left outlets, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, you know what, we know for a fact, MSNBC, CNN, and there was another one, CNN, MSNBC, whatever, I'll remember, regular NBC, MSNBC, NBC, and CNN have all been caught doctoring, CBS too. All been caught doctoring audio, doctoring video to get what they want. They've all been caught and then fessed up to it. But the only one, the only fake news there happens to be is the Fox News, apparently. Talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Check out the website, therealside.com, or head up to Facebook where we got a live feed going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I caught a glimpse of it, maybe some of you, and I thought this was, I'm sorry, but I did think this was kind of funny. There was protesters in Arizona today protesting the immigration, what is it called, ICE now, picking up some of these people that have been here too long. But I saw the young man had tied himself to the tire of the police car. And I was thinking, I'm just enough of a jackwagon where I would have walked over and said, you're going to hear the car start. And when you hear the car start, you need to count. Because when you hit 30, the car is going to start moving. Now, you've been given a warning, and I hope you decide to take the warning. Otherwise, you may want to call your mom and say goodbye. Because I'm done with this. I'm done with you freaktoids. I'm done with what you're doing. They chain themselves to everything. They chain themselves across a freeway. And what they don't realize, you know what I love about all of this, though? This is, don't even bother doing signs Trump 2020. He won't need to spend any money. He'll win without even thinking about it. Seriously. Because people, you put people out, Right? You get people to where you're making them late for work. They can't move around because, you know, the spoiled little brat in you has decided that you're going to make everybody else miserable because you are.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you the first time? No, seriously. You should have little cards made up so you can leave them all around the place. You know, and on the back of frustrated, you turn around to President Trump. That way there you know that the stupid things you did when you were frustrated is what got you President Trump. Seriously, you guys need to grow up. You have a right to protest? Of course you do. But you don't have a right to make everybody miserable. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, we were talking about Brian Williams. You got to love Brian Williams. Can't find the truth with both hands. If you put it in a bag and hand it to him, he wouldn't know it's the truth. You know, you could market truth. Here, Brian, here's the truth. He spent a whole segment talking about Trump's lying. I mean, seriously, how do you do that? With a straight face, how do you do it? I can't understand how we'd expect or respect anybody who lying. It wasn't. Come on, I'm just going to play because I'm going to have too much fun with this.
The title, provocative piece. It's called "Why Nobody Cares the President Is Lying." In it, Charlie writes in part the cumulative effect of.
Didn't somebody take a beating over calling President Obama a liar when, in fact, we found out he was lying for real? And he never apologized for that lie. The news media who protected him to no end never apologized. I keep telling you guys, they don't want equality. They want control.
The attacks on the mainstream media was to delegitimize those outlets and essentially destroy much of the right's immunity to false information. We thought we were creating a savvier, more skeptical audience. Instead, we opened the door for President Trump, who found an audience that could...
Wait a minute. They thought they were creating a savvier and more skeptical audience by producing lies? By producing falsehoods? No, seriously. So they got caught. They got caught, and they admitted to over and over and over again. Right? They gave us all these polls that CNN did, MSNBC, NBC. All the polls were, you know, Trump was going to get annihilated. It was going to be the biggest landslide since Ronald Reagan for Hillary Clinton. She was up in all the states. You know, that's a game. You guys know that. I don't have to tell you that. If you're listening to this show, you have two IQ numbers to rub together. Three IQ numbers to rub together. What do I know? I only have two. I thought everybody else would have two. So, but that's what they do, right? It's how many of you guys out there played football before? What do you do to the guy on the line, right? You psych him up or you psych him out. And my favorite line was, I'm going to rip your arm off and beat you with it. As I was grunting and snorting there, and I said, well, we did. So different than what the news was doing. No, he's not going to get a fair shake. And no, I don't buy it from both sides. See, I do buy it from both sides in the purest of senses. A right-wing news outlet is not going to beat up on right-wing people necessarily. May even soft-shoe some of their stories. Where a left-wing news outlet is going to pummel the right. There's no niceties there at all. So you can say, well, you know, Joe, it's done on both sides. Yeah, but here's the problem. It's like the electoral voting. You know what I'm saying? We've got Fox. And even we don't even have that most of the time. I mean, you listen to Shepard Smith and a few others in that station, it is not a hardcore right-wing station. Mr. O'Reilly, you know, does a lot of great reporting, but he is standing on the fringes of Oz most of the time, okay? So don't tell me how hardcore right-wing. And Kelly, Megyn Kelly, I got a text I sent to a friend almost a year ago, said, this woman is not on our side. This woman is not fair and balanced or right-wing in any way, shape, manner, or form. Called her out a year ago. But tell me where the right wing has gotten any sympathy, any love from MSNBC, CBS, all those left-wing out. Now, here's the only thing I'll give them is this. Okay? They want to say that Fox has, you know, that both sides do it and it's about equal. Yeah, because if you added up all the viewers for all those other cable outlets, yeah, Fox still wipes the floor with them. And now with Tucker Carlson in their face, although Tucker's show won't last long because ain't nobody going to come on anymore. You got to be really brain dead. Well, maybe that's wrong, too, because they'll get Democrats coming along. I was going to say, you got to be really brain dead to go want to get spanked every time you show up on a show. Because he doesn't hold anything back. There's no political correctness there. Okay, back to Brian Williams. I'm sorry.
Could be easily misled. But I think the key thing is that the conservative media, the responsible, rational, fact-based conservative media, does need to push back a little bit about what's happening.
Well, who would that be? You're talking about Fox, right? Because you can't be talking about the station you're on.
What we did, and a lot of the criticism of the mainstream media was legitimate, but what we did was, and I think that you talked about this, is to delegitimize all of those sources of information. And so we do have these alternative reality silos. This is what the Trump administration is counting on. Why does he lie? Because he can. Because anyone who corrects him, he'll say that.
You mean like Hillary did, and Bill did, and Oblamo did? They all lied too. You didn't call them out, did you? Oh, because you were drinking their Kool-Aid. Oh, I got it. Okay, never mind. I don't need. Don't bother explaining.
It's the opposition. That's partisan. And then he will have the Breitbarts of the world, the Drudges of the world, the Rush Limbaughs of the world provide him with air cover. Let's just pick the facts that confirm our bias, that support our guy, and ignore the facts that don't support our guy.
Well, we had you to learn from. We just watched how you did it. See, it's so different. This is what I tell you. This is a sickness. I'm starting to believe this is really a sickness. We went for years playing by the rules in the House and the Senate. Right? We played by the rules. They didn't like it. What'd they do? They changed the rules because they were in control. And I was so concerned. I've written about this before. I was so concerned that we were going to play by the rules again when we won. And thank you, Jesus, that we're not playing by the rules. We're playing by their rules. We're using their processes. We're using the way they laid things out. They got nobody to blame but themselves. And there's a half a dozen of them now saying, oh, my God, what did we do? Seriously.
And then we're in a very, very, dangerous place, I think, for democracy.
Just this week, there are now folks who believe.
We're in a dangerous place for democracy now?
If we pick and choose terrorist attacks to report on, there are now folks who believe that murder rate is at a four.
You do pick and choose. You do. When the feds were calling things, which was a mortal sin with Obama, when the feds were calling things a terrorist attack, you refused to. You were quick to call them Christian attacks in some cases. You thought the San Bernardino attack was a bunch of white Christians. Never apologized for that, did you?
47-year right. High. It is not,
right.
But the president said it was today.
Right.
It's not.
Right. Now, this is something that in authoritarian...
Right, right, right.
...regimes people are used to, which is that the leader will define what is true.
Did you hear what he said, or started to say? This is what authoritarian regimes do. I'm sorry, didn't Obama tell us how and what we were going to do? Think about it. Didn't Obama tell us what we were going to do? How we were going to buy insurance? Why we were going to buy insurance? And then didn't he lie to us about whether we could keep our doctor or not? Didn't the president, President Clinton, didn't he lie to us about who he had sex with and who he didn't? Right? Didn't he kind of cover up the Iranian deal? Not Iranian, I'm sorry, his was North Korea. That worked out well, didn't it? They just don't stop lying. And again, I got a new energy today. I got a new, what do you want to call it? A resurgence of hope in America. When I'm sitting across from six Democrats that wouldn't even look at my name, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and then they sit across from me and say, I've seen what my party is doing and I don't like it. That made me happy. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Hey, the Dems again. We're going to talk about real history when we come back. Don't go far. The Democrats, they've blocked schools before. I wonder if you remember. If you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, we'll be back in a little bit.